All right, we are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwayin Shekhlech from the Ntlakemch Territory from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnekanta Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Really well. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys, and it's we got a little subject called Changing the World.
Just a teeny subject.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So we're going to start off with some music here. We're going to start off with some Tocado and Fugo, and we got some OM, State of Non-Return, Nick Frey, The Hallucination, and Green Clouds. So we got our guests coming up, which is Celia, of course, and Shkwait Shekhlech. Hopefully we'll get a hold of Wegedesk, and also Lady Fahima coming up. So let's have a listen to some one of the greatest rock stars in the world that ever lived, which is Bach, J.S. Bach. So we're going to listen to his song from Sinfonica, The Eternal Toccata. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. And welcome to Free Voices. So let's have a listen. See if we can get things going here.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute here. I'm not hearing anything at all.
So many buttons.
So can you call? Can you kind of call Kanavar?
Sure.
And we'll get this sorted out. Just let him know that we're not hearing anything.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Yeah, we're not getting any sound at all. See, it's not going on there. And I was playing this earlier, so. Be playing music, but it's not.
Yes. We're on.
All right, we're back. Sorry about the mishap at the start, but we hope you enjoyed one of the greatest
meditation
rock stars of of all time from Germany.
Yes.
Mr. J.S. Bach, and that was his song, Toccato and Fugo. And that was done by a band called Sinfonica, and from the album Hall of the Mountain Kin. So that was what we had. So we have on the line Wegedesk with us. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Top notch. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be on with you guys, and thanks to all the listeners for tuning in.
Yes. We have a small subject today called Changing the World.
Yeah.
And before we get that started, let's get some deep breaths in.
I love it. Let's do it. Okay, everybody, this is your reminder to relax your body and get prepared to enjoy all the oxygen that you can get in your body in three good deep breaths. Relax your lips, your shoulders, your feet, your belly. Just get nice and relaxed. And let's get that air into us in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Wow.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, getting that oxygen in our brains.
Definitely. So important.
Yes, for sure. Get us all prepared for the subject coming up. So we'd like to hear from you on changing the world.
Changing the world. And I've got to say, Chief, when I hear that, I know that I can only expect change outside of me if I change what's going on inside of me. We have to be the change that we see in the world. Otherwise, we're just kind of pointing the finger at somebody else. Meanwhile, you know, not changing anything inside of us. So I just don't think that that's really how we access happiness. We access a better world and a better life by changing our own values and by saying to ourselves on a daily basis, if we can remember, to reflect and to say to ourselves, how was my day today? Did I get in a fight with anybody? Did something bother me? And are these things signposts and indicators that I might need to change my values? Like, for example, if I got arrested for stealing, I might want to consider not stealing anymore. Or if I got in a fight with somebody because of a lie that I told, I might want to consider telling the truth from that point forward. And when we make those decisions and act on them, then our life does improve. And in a way, our world does change. And it changes in the most important way. It changes through the person that we're experiencing our life, which is ourselves. So that's my my 2 cents on how to change the world. What do you think about that?
That's very, very beautiful. And it kind of goes with our own theme here about free voices and how we want to be a big benefit to the world. And it also brings me to my thoughts back to natural law, where a lot of our tribes here, we talk about our sacred responsibility, and that's to ensure that we leave this world in better than when we got here. And for the next 7 generations. So that's what we could all use in all of humanity, is to adopt that mindset of trying to make this place a better place than when we got here. So so that's what I would encourage for everyone out there, just to try to adopt, have that mindset of making this place better, not only for ourselves, but, you know, for the future, for all the generations that are to come, and just be a betterment to humanity.
Trees, I agree. And the animals. Wise words.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you coming on live and sharing with us and really helping us out through our breathing and all your wisdom and what you bring to our program and share with us and encourage us. And it's just pretty special and amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. All the best to you, the listeners, and all the staff at the radio station. Keep the deep breaths going, counting our blessings, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And have an awesome week and weekend. Mm. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Peace. Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Wegedesk, and he's one of our regular co-hosts here. He's a very special person. He's a champion high diver, and he's shared some of his trade secrets and what made him so successful, and just awesome to have him on. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Mrs. President. And before that, we're going to listen to a song from OM called State of Non-Return. And it's from their album called Avedica Songs. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Here goes. That was OM, State of Non-Return. And that's off their album, Avatic Songs. And yeah, pretty special music, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get to Mrs. President of the Canada Park Association. Celia, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. This is such a great topic.
Changing the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so what do you have for us?
I really appreciate what Wegedesk brought up is, you know, the idea of change starting with ourselves, you know, and it might not be that we even, there might be parts of us to actually not change, that there's parts of ourselves where we are reflecting and being the helping, you know, helping in the world one way or the other and serving. Or it also might be us looking carefully at what that, you know, the parts of us that might be behaving in ways like, you know, that don't serve. But I love that because to me, that's where the real power is. Power in the best use of the word, because of course, power gets used in all sorts of ways in our world, right? Mm-hmm. But I also, that also ties into what you were saying earlier, because you were talking about sacred responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had reflected on earlier was the deep, having a deep respect for this gifted experience that we're having right now, called life, and it is about making the leaving something to make the better world a better place, one way or the other, and it can, it doesn't have to be huge. That's the thing too, like small kindnesses or small things can sometimes make profound differences, and there's a bit of a ripple effect. I just want to tell a very quick story. Earlier on the weekend, I fell and I hurt my finger, and that was fine. I didn't break it or anything, but my finger started to swell, and I noticed my wedding ring was getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to be relaxed, putting ice on it. It's not going down. I'm thinking, I better do something, because at some point this ring is going to cut my circulation off. So I made the difficult decision to get the ring cut off, which was really hard because, you know, there's all this emotion and stuff. Mm. It's just a physical thing, but what it represents for me. But I was trying not to honestly be panicky, but honestly inside, that was not matching what was my outside was trying to be calm. My inside was like, oh my goodness. I was like a little rabbit. This jeweler, which we got a hold of a jeweler. I went to this jeweler, and these people took me right away, and they were so kind and so gentle and obviously knowledgeable and capable of helping me with the problem. But it was their kindness that really was, obviously if my ring didn't come off, I'd still have a problem, but it was the kindness that really struck me. And then they didn't charge me anything for doing this, which, you know, hey, if they'd said, hey, it's $30, $50, whatever, I was glad to have my finger back. But that's huge, because the rest of my day, I was thinking about that kindness, and it made me more aware of my power to be able to do small things sometimes. Let that person have the parking spot sometimes or whatever, right? Don't always. And so I just want to say it can be small things, can be huge, because there's a ripple effect. So that's that whole collective piece, right?
Absolutely. That's so true, because, you know, we think it's small.
Yeah.
But when we're kind, like even when we're driving down the road.
Oh, yes.
And we let somebody, you know, cut in or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, these things, they add up, and it starts to affect the rest of the people out there, and they start to realize, yeah, we're all human beings on the same road. And, you know, I might be like 5 seconds later.
Darn it, that 5 seconds you can never get back.
Yeah, so it just, like, I like that.
Yeah.
It's the ripple effect, and it just goes to everybody, and it can affect the world so positively and at the same time, negatively, too. So
yes.
We got to be very careful.
Yes, the small things that we think are small that we do that are maybe not from our kindest self. That was the other thing I was going to say is when Wegedesk was talking about the examples of stealing or lying, is that even if it's a, you know, saying something snarky to someone or whatever. It's when we become aware of it is to also hold, try to see if you can hold a little bit of curiosity and compassion for yourself within that too, because often we end up feeling ashamed of stuff like that, and that does not that makes it hard to shed light on it and become a better version of ourselves. Hmm. So just understand that there was some part deep inside that felt the need to do it. That's not an excuse, but it's just there was some scared part or whatever that felt a need to do something, and to just be curious and compassionate, because that's how we grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, we really thank you for your words and your input, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you.
I'm enjoying what everybody's been saying here.
Yeah. Thank you for coming up and joining us live in the studio. Just awesome.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and it's a song from Nick Frey, and the song is called Circle Round the Sun. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait. So listen and enjoy, everyone.
My feet were dying.